Elizabeth Martinez was a leading social justice activist, a feminist writer, and historian. She was 95 when she died this week in San Francisco. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
She was known as Betita Martinez. Her many books included two volumes about the 500-year history of Chicanos and Chicanas. Martinez was presente, present, at many key historic moments. In the 1960s, she joined the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and registered black voters in Mississippi. In the 1970s, she spoke at the Chicano Moratorium in East L.A., protesting the Vietnam War's high number of Mexican-American casualties. For decades, she was a fixture at rallies and occupations.
For her, it was always about, you know, being on the front lines, but, you know, documenting this history, making sure that the next generation knew what had happened.
Jesus Barraza, who co-founded the Bay Area Artist Collaborative Dignidad Rebelde, was one of many young activists and artists Martinez mentored. Martinez started out a New Yorker known as Liz Sutherland, using her mother's middle name. She worked at the UN and the Museum of Modern Art. She was a book editor at Simon & Schuster and editor at The Nation magazine. After moving to New Mexico in the 60s, she championed her identity as a Chicana.
Well, I can blame it on my father, who came from Mexico at the tail end of the revolution. And every night over dinner, he would talk about seeing Zapata come into the capital with the campesinos, and everything was wonderful. And that put the idea in my head. I want a revolution right here.
That's what she said in a video for the San Francisco Foundation, which gave her an award in 2008. As the Chicano movement revved up in 1968, Martinez co-founded a bilingual newspaper called El Grito del Norte. That same year, she wrote a book titled De Colores, Means All of Us. Veronica Derriquez, the brand new director of the Chicano Studies Research Center at UCLA, says Martinez made connections between Latino, Black, Asian, and indigenous communities.
Struggles for women's rights, LGBTQ rights, for racial justice, and immigrant rights.
Activist scholar Angela Davis paid tribute to Martinez in that 2008 award video.
Her ideas have always served as a kind of model for the best kind of activism, the best kind of feminism, the best kind of anti-racism.
Nancy Hernandez, who runs a Latino Resource Center in San Francisco, was a student activist when she met Martinez. They worked together at the Institute for Multiracial Justice, which Martinez co-founded in 1997.
Her lifelong legacy has been to build bridges of solidarity and, you know, have each other's back.
Hernandez says Martinez was an inspiration for a new generation of activists supporting Black Lives Matter and other causes. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.